Right, we're recording the class, the Arabic class, the first period, and today is what?
Today is the 23rd.
Today, yes, is the 23rd. All right.
Are you running iOS 6 on that?
Yes, I just put iOS 6 on it like this weekend. Yes, Habibi.
It's it's Farhan. So, did you update your website?
Habibi means child.
No. Okay.
Habibi means no. Habibi means like my dear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you update your website?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because when we checked it,
but because
what time did you check it?
Yesterday.
Like yesterday.
Yesterday.
What time?
Yesterday around 3, 4.
No, it was done by then.
Yeah. I checked it.
I did it Saturday morning.
Like,
but it was. It was done already.
Oh,
three,
really?
Four, no, it was
because
done.
I didn't see anything like 2012 or 2013 Arabic class.
No, there was. Okay, maybe somehow you needed to refresh your browser because by that time it was already done, I'm sure. But anyway, let's go back here to class and bring out your notes. Did you bring the binders?
Yeah.
Good.
I had to go buy it.
Okay, and you put. Okay, and you put the thing in it?
Old.
Everybody
yeah.
has the papers?
Got them. Yeah.
Perfect.
3 days.
Okay.
What paper?
Whoa. Like the handouts that I gave last time. The 3 pages handouts?
Subject.
Yes. Yes. And then we did the first part of the hadith, which is deeds are based on intention. Go ahead. Yes, the homework?
No, it didn't come last week.
Yes.
Car battery died.
Yes, I will take this with the homework at the end of the class. So, thank you for doing that. Remember that you would put your homework back into the binder. I'll grade it and bring it to you next time, and you put it back in the binder. Deal?
Okay.
So now let's go ahead. So you did it on the actual handouts?
No, like my Arabic studies, like my Quranic studies homework is on the back, and I have no, the
yes, I see. Now, what you need to do is, today I'm going to save you by accepting that. But
okay.
Next time, you have to make sure they are on separate pages.
Okay?
Okay. So, and then you would be putting them back into the binder. Period. Now have a section for Quran and have a section for Arabic. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Two sections. And a third section for Islamic studies. If you're taking both classes with me, then you have two sections. All right. So now, quick review. We're talking about Mubtada and Khabar. We're talking about what?
Subject and predicate.
Exactly. Subject and predicate. And basically, I want to tell something about someone. So I want to state a fact. So I say, the phone is
recording.
Nice. The phone is nice. Or the phone recording. Well, let's keep that. Put this on a side because record is a verb. So it's a different kind. It has a different structure that we might talk about later if we get to it. So the phone is recording.
Nice. Okay.
I'm sorry, the phone is nice. So I told you I'm talking about what?
The phone.
And what am I saying about the phone?
It's nice.
So I'm stating a fact. Now, if you look at the hadith of the Prophet, he is also stating a fact. He's saying what? Deeds are judged by intentions. So basically, he's talking about what?
Deeds.
Like what deeds?
Good deeds.
Any deed, you know, is judged by intentions means Allah will judge it by intention. So the information that I want to give to you, I want to give you information about the deed, right? And what is this information? It is judged by intentions, all right? Now, let's go to the second part of the hadith. Go to the second part of the hadith. The second part of the hadith, that you get only what you intended. What you intended is what you get. What you intended is what you get. So, the second part is what you intended is what you get. What you intended is what you get. Got it? What you intended is what you get. Which means that I am telling you information about what you intended. Or actually, I'm giving you information. Let's reverse that. I can say it and say, no. Keep the first form. I can also say, and reverse this form, is by saying, you get only what you intended to. You get only what you intended. So if you look at this structure of this word, this is not a... In English, it's not a noun sentence. But in Arabic, it is a noun sentence. A sort of a noun sentence. You can make it look like a compound sentence. But it is the same structure, which is that telling you information about what you get. So I am giving you information. You're saying, what do I get? What do I get? And the answer is, huh?
What you intended.
What you intended. So, you get what you intended to get. Is that fair? I mean, from a meaning point of view, is Allah fair in saying that you only get what you intended to get? Right?
Yeah.
I intended to get Jannah by doing a deed. I intended to get Jannah, right? Let's say I intended to get recognized or intended to be popular. Okay? Do I get Jannah instead?
No,
you get
you get whatever you want, you wanted to get. The intended goal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Allah will never give you Jannah unless you want Jannah. Is that fair?
Yeah.
It's fair. If you want Jannah, Allah gives you Jannah. If you don't want Jannah, then why would He give it to you? Right? He wouldn't give you something that you don't want to get. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you didn't want Jannah, Allah will not give it to you. So if you didn't want Jannah, why would Allah give it to you? Isn't that a very simple statement? Question, answer. Okay? If you didn't want Jannah, then Allah would not give it to you. So let's do the explanation of this hadith in Arabic using the Mubtada and Khabar structure. Huh?
You put a question mark after get, so...
Oh, that's right. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. I'm so proud of you. You're so alert. Masha'Allah, very good.
No, that was right. He's talking about that.
Oh.
After get.
Yes. All right. So, let's try to express that in Arabic together. Express the meaning of the hadith in Arabic. Like by writing our own words. So you say, when you start a prayer, all right? You get a question. When you start a prayer, you get a question. What is that question? The question will be, let me take a picture of this, and I can, because the board is too small to fit all of this at once, and then I will move to the second point. So let's describe that you want to pray. Let's say, how do we, or actually let's say in Arabic, I want to pray. Because finally, basically what we will be doing, we will be saying in Arabic that I want to pray, but before I pray, I want to make sure I have the right intention. I want to make sure I have the what?
Right intention.
Right intention. Got it? So we're going to do that, but in Arabic. So we want to say, I want to pray. So the first one is, I want to pray. Okay, so it is just like, what do you want? I want to pray. Right? So how do we say this in Arabic?
Anna. Two is like am, like you said, you don't have to like write it.
Yes.
So two.
Two is not am. No.
No, that's
no. Two is not verb to be. Two is not a verb. Two is an article, right?
Okay.
So go ahead. So, but you did the first one right, Anna? Huh? Yes.
Anna uridu salah.
Anna uridu as-salah. Or to make it more accurate, can you say it in a different way? Anna uridu, huh? Anna uridu an usalli. So. You see, ana uridu, this is ana, here, this is ana, and want means uridu, to means an, pray means usalli. So, I want to pray. I want to pray. So I want to what?
Pray.
Pray. So you sort it in the right order. So you say, Ana uridu an usalli. أنا أريد أن أصلي. I want to pray. أنا أريد أن أصلي. Now, you can, this alif will make you, will make this أنا redundant. So I can say uridu. I can say uridu. Habibi, are you taking notes? Uridu and usalli. So what is the difference between the first form and the second form, or the first sentence? أنا أريد أن أصلي, and the second sentence أريد أن أصلي. We took away, huh?
Quran, pray, and Urdu, and also means want to pray, I think.
Yes, want to pray. Perfect. In Arabic, we don't need ana uridu. We can also say uridu. So, the an. Al a fi uridu. Al a fi uridu. Will indicate ana. You say what I'm saying? So the a fi uridu will indicate ana. Okay? So we can remove ana. Therefore, we can remove ana. Therefore, we can remove ana. You got it? We can remove what?
Anna.
All right. Now, so what would be the second thing you do before the second thing you do when you want to do something, which is to pray? What would be the second thing you want to do? Huh?
You want to make the intention.
Well,
the intention
is already here. What is the intention? Urid. Urid means the what? Intention. So, you don't need to do a verbal intention. Remember, some people, okay, say, I intend to pray. I what? Intend to pray. That is not needed. That's what? Not needed. Why? Because just the fact that you thought about praying is the intention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just comes naturally. The intention comes naturally. You don't need to really say it. Okay? Some people say when we say it, we remind ourselves. But the counter argument is the fact that you remembered that there is a prayer is enough. Just the intention is right there. Okay? So what do you do after you want to pray?
You pray.
You ask yourself a question. What is the question? Huh?
How do I prepare myself?
Yes. Do I have wudu? Do I have wudu? Okay. Do I have wudu? You see, right? So, you ask yourself. Do I have wudu? Do I have wudu? How do you ask yourself in Arabic, do I have wudu? Of course, we have the word wudu there. So you really don't need any new vocab here. Right? Because you have the word wudu in English. It's spelled in English, wudu. So you can just make it in Arabic, wudu. So, what? How do I say, do I have wudu? Say it in Arabic. What is do? What do you? What letter or what article would you use to ask a question?
Hal.
Takbir. MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you. Hal. MashaAllah. Ana. Now.
عندي
عندي وضوء. So هل أنا عندي وضوء. Now عندي وضوء in Arabic can be combined into one word, and this word is called متوضع. You got it? Are you taking notes? So you can just simply ask yourself and say, okay, هل أنا متوضع؟ هل أنا عندي وضوء؟ هل أنا متوضع؟ So that would be and shorter form by saying هل أنا متوضع. هل أنا متوضع. هل أنا متوضع. Do I have wudu? Okay. هل أنا متوضئ؟ So you would say أريد أن أصلي followed by هل أنا متوضئ؟ So what are the two possible answers? One is هل أنا متوضئ؟ What are the two possible answers? Good. One is نعم. And the other is لا. So we have two possibilities. One possibility says نعم, and the other is just to say what? لا. Okay, let's pick both possibilities and see what to do. So, what are the two possibilities, na'am and la? So, let's start. The first possibility, let's say na'am is A, la is B. So, let's say 2A. To what?
A.
2A. الإجابة هي نعم. الإجابة هي نعم. الإجابة هي نعم. So what's the answer? What's the answer? نعم. So means the answer is yes. If the answer is yes, then what? So what would be the next step? So what would be the next step to be? If it is, if the answer is naam, sorry. So this one is A1, and this one is A2. So, if the answer is naam, then what would we want to do next?
Pray.
Uh-huh. What? Huh? Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. What would you say to yourself? Let's pray. Or you can say, let's pray. Right? So you say, let's pray. Let's pray. So what is let's pray? Oh, actually, let me pray. I'm sorry. Let me pray. Because we have been talking about yourself. Right? Let me pray. So, let me pray means... No. La, li-usalli. Li-usalli. Means I'm going to pray, or let's pray. Or sa-usalli. Let's make it easy on you. Sa-usalli. Actually, let's even make it more easy to you. Li-adhab li-salah. Let me go to pray. So, let me go to pray. So what would be, let me go to pray in Arabic? It's going to be what? Yes. MashaAllah. You are super duper. So, can you repeat what he said? Can you repeat what he said? Okay, can you repeat?
No, I didn't really hear him.
Okay, so can you repeat your answer? Okay, who knows how to repeat it now? Huh? Yes. Okay. Huh? Let me write it down so it becomes easy for you. لأذهب للصلاة. لأذهب للصلاة. Let me go to pray. لأذهب للصلاة. لأذهب للصلاة. So let me go to pray. لأذهب للصلاة. So here, when you say, let me pray, let me go to pray, then this is the intention. You see where the intention is? When you say to yourself, let me pray, then where's the intention? Let me pray. Let me go to pray. So you have intended already by thinking. So do you have to say anything?
No.
No. So intentions are naturally happening inside you. You don't have to say anything. But if somebody tells you you need to say it, you know, you can't say it. I'm not saying don't. But I would say that the sunnah of the Prophet, or the traditions of the Prophet, and the teachings of the Prophet, and as well as common sense, tells you that once you say to yourself, I want to go to prayer, once you say to yourself, let me pray, you have already made the intention. You're done. You don't have to say it verbally. Got it. All right. So these are the two possibilities. So based on that, let me ask you a nice question. Let me ask you a what?
Nice question.
Okay. I think about the answer. The question is, if somebody is walking next to the swimming pool, and this person doesn't have wudu, and he fell in the pool by accident, and then he came out of the pool, of course, all wet, right? It's like, it's dunking yourself into the pool and coming out, water will be everywhere, which is more than wudu, right? It's like a shower or something. It's like a shower. So, if you fall into the swimming pool, by accident, do you have, is it a valid wudu? Is it a valid wudu? So, what do you think, huh?
No, because he didn't intend to make a wudu.
Perfect, mashallah. I need to take your name because you are a star today. He is a real star today, mashallah. So, basically, you're saying, I don't have wudu. Why?
Because you didn't intend it.
Because you didn't intend it. The answer is no. This is the question. The answer is no. Because I didn't intend to make wudu. All right? What if you intend to make a shower? Would that be an intention to try to make wudu, huh?
Yes.
No. No, you have to intend. So, if you take a shower without intending a shower only, without wudu, then it doesn't count. Without intending wudu. So, same answer that for a shower. Right? If you take intend to take a shower. To take a shower. But you didn't intend wudu. Then, do you have a valid wudu?
a valid wudu? Huh? Oh, valid. Thank you. Do you have a valid wudu? Do you have a valid wudu? The answer is no, you don't. Okay, so now do you have a valid wudu? You say, هل وضوءك صحيح؟ هل وضوءك صحيح؟ So you say, okay. You say this in Arabic, you would say, do you have a valid wudu? Then you would say, هل وضوءك صحيح؟ You say what? هل do you have a valid wudu? هل وضوءك صحيح? Yes.
Here on the back of notes. Here also on the back.
No.
Just so, yeah.
Start a new page. Start a new page, yeah. So that you know the if you want to add your own notes, you add it on the back. Extra notes. هل وضوءك صحيح? هل وضوءك صحيح؟ Your notes are not complete. So A, if the answer is yes, I do. هل وضوءك صحيح? This is the question. هل وضوءك صحيح? The answer is نعم or لا. So we have two possibilities. One says نعم and the other one says what? لا. نعم, لا. So the homework is to do the conversation if the answer is no. Okay? Run or like write or state the conversation, or in the same way, state the conversation if the answer is no. Okay, so here, your homework, which we call al-wajib, is in the same way we
throat the thoughts for the yes answer, write down the thoughts for the no answer. So basically, you say the answer is no, then what comes next? Uridu an atawadda, right? I want to make wudu, right? Then you say, li adhab lil wudu, let's go and make wudu, right? And then you say, you know, you, when you review that recording at home, you will hear the answers. Okay, so I'm just trying to help you out. So, li adhab lil wudu, then after that, لأذهب للصلاة. Or actually, لأذهب للوضوء. And then, let me go to make wudu. Then, أنا متوضئ. I have, أنا الآن متوضئ. Now I have wudu. لأذهب إلى الصلاة. Now, let me go pray. Right? Then, انتهيت من الصلاة, I'm done praying. انتهيت من الصلاة. Got it? So, it's important that you listen to the recording because the way we pronounce the words is important. So, you don't pronounce them wrong. So, انتهيت means finished. أذهب means go. You see? Homework means الواجب. Got it? Alright. Alright. See you inshallah next week or next week. Yes. I want to collect the homework, please, and your excuse note. Yes. We'll get it back inshallah next time. And let's stop the recording. Assalamu alaikum.